在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 16th of April, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Tour of Homes Part 1. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be bringing you lots and lots of English to wake up your language learning skills.Tour of Homes, Part 1. What is the name of the first room that you come to when you walk into a house? It's the entryway. This room varies from house to house. Some are big, others are small. Either way, it is a space in the house which is used as an introduction to the rest of the house. In Western homes, the entryway is not usually an enclosed room.There could be several openings that lead to other rooms. We walk through the front door. There are many types of these. Solid wood, glass, a windowed door, double doors, arched doors. And part of the door that is important for its style is the hardware. That is basically the metal parts, the hinges and the door handle.Occasionally, there will be a knocker, which is metal, and with which you knock. Nowadays, most people have a doorbell instead. These are the ding-dong type, or an electric buzzer of some kind. Often, there is a doormat in front of the door to wipe your feet on. You walk through the doorway and into the entryway. As you look around,you will see a place to hang up coats, perhaps a closet or a coat hanger. Sometimes there is a mirror on the wall and a long, slim table under the mirror, which is elegant or at least decorated in some way. The entryways that I have seen have flowers in pots or baskets, framed art on the walls, and even chandeliers hanging from the ceiling.Often there are photos of family members here and there. The floors could be made of various materials, wood, tile, carpet, or even painted concrete. The most popular rugs that one tends to see on the floor are called Asian, Indian, Persian, traditional, or native of some kind.Lighting is important, of course, to create atmosphere, and so you don't crash into something and get hurt. So, apart from the occasional chandelier, there might be a standing lamp or a table lamp, and some are touch-on, touch-off, clap-on, clap-off, or plugged into a timer. The lamps usually have a switch that you flip to turn,you flip or turn, or a button that you press. There are even hallway lights or night lights that one plugs into the electrical sockets. So when the other lights are off, you can still see the floor and where you are going. Electrical sockets or outlets are so useful, especially for plugging in the vacuum cleaner or decorations at Christmas time.Some people keep their keys in the entryway, so it is easy and quick to pick them up on the way out in the morning. There are key holders of various types and shapes that do the job. If shoes are taken off in the entryway, then they are put either on a shoe holder, on a shelf, or in a closet. A beautiful thing to have in your entryway also is a chest.This is a big box, usually made of wood, in which you can store anything you need. My entryway is quite simple, relatively small and empty. It has a mirror, a glass table, which by some miracle is still in one piece, a standing lamp, and tile floors. Think about your entryway, and if you have any words to add to this list, please let me know.Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. Remember, we'll be making a a huge list of different categories, different rooms. So keep tuning in to hear about all the details that we need to know to speak fluently and naturally. Thanks so much for listening. Download the text and grammar notes, if you so wish, from iTunes by clicking on the small I in the description column, or at my website, acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Let me know your thoughts by writing to acupofenglish@live.com, and I really look forward to hearing from you. Thanks so much, and good luck with your English. Bye-bye.